Hey, and welcome to Saturate with your host, gospel singer, and Bible teacher, Chris Norman. Saturate is a program where we study to show ourselves approved, not ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. So grab your Bible and study along with us as we dig deeper in order to expose a lot of erroneous preconceived ideas about God's word. As we prepare to study, let's pray. Father, thank you for making your word available to us, and thanks for the Holy Spirit's anointing to discern what we read today. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, here's your host, Chris Norman.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Saturate. You have come to the right place. Hey, happy 4th of July. I do believe this program is going to fall on the 4th of July. If you're hearing a rerun of it, well, just be at liberty. That's what this program is going to be about today, is being at liberty. And we're reminded the Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we got some things to say about that, because I know that the Spirit of the Lord is everywhere. You know, even David said, I make my bed in hell, God's there. We know that liberty is not everywhere. So what does that mean, actually? We're going to talk about it today. Let me do this song right here. This is a song from a great friend of mine, and I hadn't seen him in a long, long time. Used to travel around. We did NASCAR races together. Our group played with their group. Their group was called the Cross Country Band. And, man, they made a big impact in this country. And their big drive was the liberty and the freedom of America. They did lots and lots of songs about America and about freedom, about liberty. And this is one of them. I'm going to let it preach for itself and just go and be quiet. It's Leo Johnson and the Cross Country Band called Oh America.
Extend a helping hand. Oh, America. Oh, America. Land of the free, home of the brave. I'm so proud that I can say that I live in America. Country was created, and those gone before pay the price so we can be free. And it was because they never hesitated to ring upon that bell of liberty. So I get down on my knees and tell my children that this is the greatest nation. Oh, America.
Saturatenow.com. If you'll go to that website, you can get information about Crossroads Gospel Singers, where we're going to be. You can even book our group if you'd like. You can also get radio content for this Saturate program. You can even download music as well. The site is under construction, so keep coming back to see what changes have been made. If you desire to make a tax-deductible donation to the ministry, SaturateNow.com is the place to go. Thanks for your generous support of the ministry. God bless you. Thank you so much for going to SaturateNow.com. If you make a decision to support our ministry, I want to make you a guarantee. Every penny of it will go to feed hungry children in America. Mine. No, that's a joke. All my kids are grown up now. But we do have grandkids we got to feed. No, seriously, folks. Every penny of it goes. Nobody takes a salary here at the moment, anyway. And every penny goes to further this ministry on these broadcast networks. And we appreciate it so much. Let's move on. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 is where we started, talking about where the Spirit of the Lord is. There is liberty. Now, we know where the Spirit of the Lord is. The Bible, as we believe, and I believe, says that the Lord is omnipresent, meaning he is everywhere all the time. That means he's everywhere. And we know if he's everywhere, then there should be liberty. And when we say liberty, it should be this liberty, this freedom in the Holy Spirit. Freedom of this new covenant is really where we're going to show you in context is what it's talking about here. But folks, we know that there's not that liberty everywhere because not everywhere do people acknowledge the new covenant of grace in Jesus Christ. I mean, I've been members of churches, and I'm talking about mainstream, regular denominational churches, and I ain't picking on nobody's denomination. I'll tell you this, I've been an evangelist and a singing, traveling evangelist long enough to know that name on that door has got anything to do with it. It's what are the people inside doing? What are they being led to do? Are they being taught Jesus or are they being taught something else? If they're being taught Jesus, there is that liberty. And if they're not, then there's not. I want to read this in the Message version, if you'll just let me indulge myself here. I like this version. It helps me break out of some of that Elizabethan English. How can I say it? It just gets to the point where I'm callous to it. In other words, I've heard it so many times in the Elizabethan English King James Version that I don't listen anymore. You know, you can be listening and not hear something. That's what I'm trying to say. The Message puts it in another version so that I can begin to hear something that I might not have heard previously. And yes, I'll tell you what I do. If I hear something and it stands out to me, then I go back to my other versions and I study it out. That's what we do on Saturate. We study to show ourselves approved. We dig deeper. We go beyond just the surface face value of some of these translations and transliterations. We dig into the Greek and the Hebrew, and I'm certainly not a Greek Hebrew scholar by any means, but I do enough that I want to get in there and prove to myself, which I already believe by faith, but I hopefully can prove to somebody that the word is inerrant. You know, God never got to the place where he said, oh my, that never occurred to me. Or, you know, in all these different translations that we have now today, certainly they're not all absolutely correct. Even King James has many problems in the translation. However, that does not change my mind in believing that the word of God is inerrant. And what I mean by that is, I mean that I know God knows this translation is in your hands. And if you'll study it, you will find it. Jesus always said, to those who have an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Now, I'm going to tell you, the Spirit of the Lord that's in me, if you've got the Spirit of the Almighty God that I have, you got the same Spirit. It's the same Spirit that when the Bible says that this word was God breathed. In other words, that same breath that God used to bring life to that body he formed out of the dust is the same life that's in this word that goes into you and brings life out of you when you get it inside of you. It's God-inspired and it's God-breathed, and I believe it's inerrant in that it will transform your life if you'll dig in it and study. Now, I've said enough. So let me just go ahead and read. Let me get my phone to come back on here. Okay. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, starting in verse 7, this is in the Message translation. Verse 7 says, the government of death, its constitution chiseled on stone tablets, had a dazzling inaugural. Moses' face, as he delivered the tablets, was so bright that day, even though it would fade soon enough, that the people of Israel could no more look right at him than stare into the sun. How much more dazzling, then, the government of living spirit? If the government of condemnation was impressive, how about this government of affirmation? Bright as the old government was, it would look downright dull alongside this new one. If that makeshift arrangement impressed us, how much more this brightly shining government installed for eternity? With that kind of hope to excite us, nothing holds us back. Unlike Moses, we have nothing to hide. Everything is out in the open with us. He wore a veil so the children of Israel wouldn't notice that the glory was fading away. And they didn't notice. And they didn't notice it then, and they don't notice it now. Don't notice that there's nothing left behind that veil. Even today, when the proclamations of that old bankrupt government are read out, they can't see through it. Only Christ can get rid of the veil so that they can see for themselves that there is nothing left there. Whenever, though, they turn to face God as Moses did, God removes the veil, and there they are, face to face. They suddenly recognize that God is a living, personal presence, not a piece of chiseled stone. And when God is personally present, a living spirit, that old constricting legislation is recognized as obsolete. We are free of it. All of us. Nothing between us and God. Our faces shine with the brightness of His face, and so we are transfigured much like the Messiah, our lives gradually becoming brighter and more beautiful as God enters our lives and we become like Him. That's the liberty we're talking about, folks, is when you get the living Spirit of God inside of you. That old government of death, government of condemnation, says if it was glorious, how much more glorious is this new and living way? We talked about that before, new and living. That word means freshly slaughtered. And I know that sounds gross, but I'm telling you, folks, Christ had to die so that He could take your sin and my sin to the cross so God wouldn't have to release His anger against you ever again as far as sin goes. That sin has been taken care of in the body of Christ. And oh my goodness, that should set you at liberty. When you learn how much God really, really loves you and what's been done for you out of that love, it will free you. And we got Galatians here, you know, with just a few minutes I've got left. Galatians 5:1 says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us." Notice it says made. It doesn't say set. Made. It says, if you know the truth will what? Make you free. Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. That's Galatians 5:1. If you scoot on down to 13, it says, "For brethren, you've been called into liberty." And you're being called into liberty right now. Let's just be honest. Some people say, well, I am at liberty. I live in a free country. Yes, thank God you do. And thank God for the men and women who gave their lives so that we could wake up today in America. But listen, and I'm talking to believers right now. How many times have you struggled underneath the condemnation and guilt because you just weren't living up to what you've been taught was the standard that you had to live up to? And it was a you-centered gospel that you've been listening to, a man-centered gospel, a duty centered, that you had to do things in order to make God happy with you so He wouldn't be disappointed in you. Folks, that's the old way. That's the way we just read about that was under the veil. It's still under the veil, and it takes only Christ can reveal that behind that veil there is nothing left. I'm going to drop one on you right here before we close. Do you know you cannot find one single scripture in the New Testament, not one, that says anything about God being angry with a believer for anything? Ha! Try it. See if you can find it. Folks, if you need Jesus in your heart, ask Him right now. Say, "Lord, I need a Savior. Come into my heart and save me." If you do that, He did. And you're just as saved as anybody, as we always say. Hey, God bless you for coming. Let's remember our men and women who fought for us. Let's remember this country. And thank God that we live in a country where we are free. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. And listen, thanks for coming to Saturate. We'll see you this same time, same place tomorrow. Bye-bye.